is The Art of Recycling, a weekly feature brought to you by Peace Regional Waste Management, focusing on recycling activity in the region.
This week, we continue our history lesson on Peace Citizens Recycling Society with recycling advocate and former board member, Wanda Lauren. Wanda, we've discussed the first few years of the Society's growth. How does the story continue?
In 1993, the recycling roundup expanded to newsprint and tin cans. The Society was working with the schools also to bring recycling information to the classrooms in the region and prepare kits for teachers to use that showed what items could be recycled into and books for the children to read on recycling. In 1996, the Recycling Society began to collect cardboard for recycling, realizing from a waste audit study done on the landfill that cardboard was the single biggest material filling up the landfill and easily divertible and also worth money to ship to recycling mills.
A lot of great positive momentum, but as I understand, there were some challenges.
The recyclable materials collected continued to grow until a huge setback in September of 1998 when the collection trailer went up in flames.
How did the group handle the fire?
The Recycling Society immediately pivoted to look at other collection systems to continue gathering recyclable materials. As in November of 1988, Recycle Plus recycling bins had been coming to various communities in the north, and it was in very short order that Recycle Plus bins were popping up all over the place. Residents could then sort their recyclables at home and take them to the bins.
But the story's not quite done yet. Wanda returns next week to conclude our conversation on the Peace Citizens Recycling Society, culminating with the Eco Center.
Questions? Comments? Miss an episode? Visit The Art of Recycling on this station's website.
The Art of Recycling is a presentation of the Peace Regional Waste Management Company. Follow them on Facebook or visit prwmc.ca.